Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Moonwalk Talks, the Michael Jackson podcast. Tristan, come up with something clever.
Hi, this is Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite radio station on the Citadel.
Try it again, but do it with the podcast.
Hi, this is Commander Shepard, and this is... Okay. Hi, this is Commander Shepard, and Moonwalk Talks is my favorite radio station on the Citadel.
That's a podcast, so it's not a radio station.
Oh. Hi, this is Commander Shepard, and Moonwalk Talks is my favorite podcast on the Citadel.
Perfect. See, that's great. And once I edit that, it'll seem like that's the first thing you said.
All your energy into your finger. Throw it out. Fire.
Well, yeah, so this is Moonwalk Talks. We are a Michael Jackson podcast. We get down to the facts, stories, and theories about the King of Pop himself. And right now, I have my little brother Tristan with me.
Hi.
He was here before. He helped me with MJ Video Games Part 1, and we've had lots of people ask to have you back. So they thought you were pretty funny. But I mean, they couldn't see you, so I guess they didn't know how funny looking you are,
hey.
Right? Because looks, you're funny, but looks aren't everything,
they
right?
They may have done their research.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, make sure that you follow Moonwalk Talks at Moonwalk Talks on Instagram, at Moonwalk Talks on Twitter. Please do me a huge favor. Go to iTunes, go there and you see a little thing that says rate and review. Click 5 stars and then go down and put something nice about me or something nice about the podcast or just say you love Michael Jackson. That's easy, right? So that way we can start reaching a broader audience. Keep this thing going for you, okay? So this podcast episode is going to be more MJ video games. The first one we did, we covered the Moonwalker arcade game. We covered Moonwalker on Sega Genesis. And this one, we have a couple of different games that we're going to hit. My brother is a video game extraordinaire. That's pretty much his life, is playing video games. Get off your phone.
I was just trying to read about Michael Jackson and Mass Effect.
Oh, you're trying to see if there's any connection?
Well, there was something about it, but I
well, couldn't. Go ahead. Spit it out. That's what this is for. I haven't heard about anything in Michael Jackson and Mass Effect.
I think what I'm reading is just a book called Mass Effect.
Oh, about Michael Jackson?
No, it's just about art and the internet in the 21st century, but it mentions Michael Jackson.
Okay, yeah, so I don't think there... I'm sure there is a connection between Michael Jackson and Mass Effect.
No, I thought they might, like, have something in Mass Effect that he was, like, maybe they had a little nod to him or something, you know?
You never know.
But I got a whole lot of... anyone seen Michael Jackson Shepherd? Miranda looks like Michael Jackson. There's a lot of Miranda looks like Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're saying a female character looks like MJ. Yeah. It's not very nice of them.
Kind of like that Miranda what's her name? Cosgrove?
Miranda Oh, yeah. They're talking about
Happy Birthday, Michael Jackson had her picture on.
I saw one recently that had a picture of Michael Jackson in like the... later 2000 or earlier 2000s, mm-hmm. And it just said, "I love this is my favorite picture of Kris Jenner."
Okay,
yeah. People on the internet are mean, but I did go down there and people are like, "Don't disrespect Michael like that." Da, 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 da. So I was like, "Sweet, you know, people have his back."
So
anyway,
we're playing this game.
Yeah. So this one's gonna be about.
You can edit all that out.
Yeah, so we are going to be playing a couple of Michael Jackson video games. This time, I think we're going to start with one of them, which is called Space Channel 5. All right, now I read about this game. Pretty much Space Channel 5 is a rhythm game. It stars a girl named Ulala. She is a space reporter. And the only reason why we're playing this game is because Michael Jackson has a cameo in it. Now, I've never played this game before. Well, I played it when I bought it recently. Like, I just bought it for this podcast. And I played it just to make sure that the game worked. And that's about it. So I haven't seen Michael Jackson in it yet. I apparently the first game, which is going to be the one, we're going to play both games, and then we'll just edit through it. The first game has a cameo by Michael. He apparently plays some sort of something. I don't know yet. I was kind of just skimming about it. I want to just play the game and really see what happens instead of, you know, delve into it. And then on the second game, I hear he has a bigger role. These rhythm games normally aren't too long, so hopefully we can get to some sort of certain point to where Michael Jackson is. If not, we'll just we'll cut, and then we'll get to a point to where we see him, and then yeah, we'll do it that way. But yeah, so since my brother here he's a competitive video game player, I decided that, you know,
nerd,
yeah, for sure, I thought it'd be great to have him here to do the video game ones with us. And you know, I think I have one or two more video game episodes that cover all the video games. Anyway, so let's get started with Space Channel 5. All right, you want to play first? You want me to play first?
You play. I don't know how to play it.
Okay, I'll show you. Okay, Space Channel 5 is going to be the first game we play. Space Channel 5, we're playing the special edition one on PlayStation 2. It is an Age Tech created game. It is a rhythm game, kind of in the style of Parappa the Rapper. What's that one game called? The other one. We used to play it all the time.
Busta Groove.
That's the one. It says it is a hip in-game soundtrack with groovy techno tunes. The grooviest broadcast this side of Venus.
Okay, you're not good at this.
I'm not good. Okay,
where are you reading that?
Just the top there.
Space Channel 5, the grooviest broadcast this side of Venus. It's the 25th century, and our intergalactic reporter finds herself in
What?
The font changed.
Hey, you know what? Hey, learn how to
two
read.
Two huge spanning adventures in futuristic Neo-60s style. Ooh la la, must face a group of intergalactic terrorists who have designs of world domination. Using a special dance ray that mesmerizes people.
Yeah, hey.
The evil invaders are hell-bent on taking over. And the only thing coming between them is ooh la la and some pretty freaky dance moves.
That was good. Illiterate, but you know, hey.
Age Tech, Ooga.
Sega.
Yes, it is a Sega-produced game. But what I do think is funny here is that if you look at the box, Michael Jackson is not on there at all. Like, I remember it being kind of a big deal of him being in the game. If he is,
I don't ever remember hearing about it at all. So it might have just been like a secret thing, you know, like something, you know.
I wonder how well that is. I think that's fine. I should probably turn it down a little bit. Nah, we'll leave it up. So people can hear the music. Alright, yeah, he's not on the box at all, man. I'm gonna give the box to you, see if you can find him. He's supposed to be wearing a silver outfit. It's all silver. Anyway, I remember being like, oh, cool, you could play as Michael Jackson, you know? I was like,
yeah,
I mean...
he's not on the box. Yeah.
So, the game is based... The game is based, like... the old 70s, like 60s, 70s, go-go. She has like a go-go skirt, go-go boots. If you can hear the music in the background, funky disco.
It says Report 4.
Report 4?
Yeah.
That's when he shows up for the first time?
It says only having a cameo in Report 4.
In the first game, yeah.
Ooh la la, saves Space Michael in the first hallway she marches into.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's, I'm assuming, Stage 4.
Right, that's what I would think, yeah.
So hopefully we can get to stage 4, because I couldn't get past stage 1.
So I guess part 2 is the other game, the second game?
Yeah, second game he actually has a bigger role in, from what I hear. But Space Channel 5, it's a rhythm game. If any of you have played anything like Parappa the Rapper or Dance Dance Revolution, you know, later on they had Guitar Hero, of course. It's a rhythm game, so pretty much you have to press the buttons in time with the music... to win, and it does like up, up, down, down, and then has, you know, the circle and the X button, and you have to save humans and destroy these aliens. All as a reporter that
dances. What are they doing? What are they zapping them with?
I have no clue, but yeah, these aliens are coming around and zapping these people.
Doesn't look like they're killing them. Are they going to start dancing? Like, are there dance rays?
Maybe.
Controlling their bodies.
Okay, yeah, so they're making them dance.
Sounds sexual. So, reading this trivia here, I don't know if you already said this or not, but it's Michael Jackson trivia.
Yeah, go for it.
Says, during the development of Space Channel 5, Michael Jackson approached Sega and expressed an interest in the game. Unfortunately, since the game was so close to being finished, his character was only given a brief cameo in the final report. Space Michael received a larger part in Part 2, though, when he became station chief of Channel 5.
Sweet.
So he's station chief in the second game.
Okay. So, yeah, so he, I guess he has a bigger role in the second game. I know I was reading about that somewhere.
In the Japanese version of Space Channel 5 Part 2, all of Space Michael's lines are subtitled.
I have to get a minimum view rating of 15%. All right, now I'm just telling you, Tristan, it's gonna like I'm gonna try it, and then I'm just gonna pass the controller to you.
You're better at these games than I am,
dude. I'm telling you, it's frustrating because I know for a fact that I'm hitting these buttons like correctly in time. I do music for a living. All right, here we go. It's gonna make me so angry.
How do you know what to press? Oh, they're saying it. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, now all this is good.
This
I'm
is
doing
like
fine.
Simon. This is just pretty much Simon.
But wait till you get to this part. I hit it. Oh, my God. Okay, it's working now.
You got to hit it a little faster. Up, down. Shoot.
Nope, I'm hitting it right on time. I'm telling you. And so it says that I lost. Oh, no, I guess I did that one to save those people. So,
it's
yeah.
Weird. It's weird that Michael Jackson was like, I like this game. I want to get be a part of this.
Well,
like, it's so weird. This is just the weirdest game ever.
The whole thing with Sega was that there's been rumors about Michael Jackson collaborating with Sega, which is going to be... I'm going to get to that. Impossible. Here, you try.
I can't understand what they're saying.
They're saying up, shoot, and...
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I can't hear her. I don't understand it. Did you lose her?
Yeah, that's why she's walking like that, because my viewer rating is so low.
Mm.
This is the first level, Tristan. This is the first level.
I don't believe that there's not, like, some subtitles we can put on or something, because I don't understand what they're saying.
It's just ridiculous. It's like, this is way too hard. Guys, we are on the first stage, and we can't get past the first few. I mean, like, this is the first stage. Think of how difficult it's going to get later.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why it's so short.
Yeah. Yeah, this game's difficult, man. But I found out a secret. In order so that we can actually get to Michael, because this rate, we're not getting to Michael.
Probably not.
You can have the computer play it, and you still get to go everything. The computer just controls Ooh La La, and then it just continues to go through. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to let the computer play, and then we're going to come back, and we will tell you about the part with Michael in it. Okay. All right, and we are back. We've made it to stage 4, which is where they, on the first game, just the regular Space Channel 5, this is where they say Michael appears. So, we'll just press, we have the computer playing it, that's the only reason why I made it. So, and actually it's better that the computer plays it, because that way we can talk about it while the computer's playing it.
Instead of just constantly concentrating the entire time.
Yeah. Alright, so we got Ooh La La walking around like she normally does. It's just, this game really isn't that good. It's just not. Not only the fact that it's just too hard, the rhythm isn't on beat most of the time. And so even if you are trying to play the game correctly and you do have rhythm and you are on beat, this game isn't. So it's really just trial and error being able to beat the levels, which to me is not about skill at all. It's more about time. And how much time you want to put into it. And I don't want to put that much time into it.
Ooh La La is like a news reporter space hooker.
Okay.
She's got the stripper heels on.
Yeah.
She keeps changing clothes for some reason between each thing. Like, why can't she just wear the same outfit?
Ripple!
Keeps changing her hair, and now she's wearing a skirt again.
Yeah.
And no shorts underneath it.
Nope. And she's... When she's doing these moves, they're provocative. She's breaking it down on them. Like she's
borderline twerking.
She's busting it open.
Dropping it low to the flow.
Low to the flow. From the window to the dough.
And then to the wall.
We don't do window to the wall right here.
Okay. Most spacecrafts couldn't have windows anyway because of the compression.
compression, air compression or something.
That's true. So now for some reason she's glowing. Maybe it's because we're at 100% viewer rating. But again, we have the computer playing it. On the Space Channel 5 and on PS2, that's the one we're playing. Even though I was just reading and they actually had one. They have one on the HD version on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Which, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have got a PlayStation 2, bought this game, and bought a PlayStation 2 controller so that way I could play this. I would have just got it on Xbox 360 or PS3 because I already have those. But, you know, that's what I get for not doing my research. Anyway, so right now the computer player is going through it. Yeah, but like I was going to say, on the PlayStation 2 version, you could put in a code and the computer will just go ahead and play for you, and you still get to progress through the levels without having to fail and do it over again. Because I just don't have that kind of time. So we just want to get to Michael. Hopefully we'll play the second game after we see this.
I think that's him. He's supposed to be the chief. And they said that was the level or Space Channel 5 chief or something like that.
What?
Well, I think it's going to appear to be him in a moment. He just disappeared. Why? If she would get around a lot faster, she actually walked.
I think he's the chief in the second game. Oh, there's Michael. Oh, snap. He's doing the crotch grab. Oh, it says hypnotized Space Michael. And he's wearing a silver outfit. You can't really see his face.
Doing some funky dancing.
Yeah, he has some pretty awful dancing. It's because he's hypnotized. He can't do Michael dances when he's hypnotized.
He's hypnotized by 2016 rappers. He's doing the dab.
I don't think he's dabbing.
He's dabbing.
Nah, he's raising the roof.
He's doing the Bobby Shmurda.
No, he's for sure raising the roof. Like, that's raise the roof right there.
His palms are not facing the ceiling, though. He can't raise a roof without his palms.
He can raise
the
roof with the bottom of his palms.
No. The bottom of his palms? You mean his...
Oh, hold up.
The back of his hand?
Oh, snap! He just did Thriller.
He's going, woo!
He just did the Thriller dance. The clap above the head and then the slide with the foot. Oh, now he's doing the crotch grab. Like, it's real weird looking. Oh, snap, he just did the kick. Oh, and a spin and on his toes.
And he keeps going.
That was dope. Oh. Oh, and he said, thank you. Oh, they're doing the beat it walk. With the snap. Oh, snap. This
looks
is awesome.
Like the clock tower, Scissor Man. Like in the face. He's real creepy looking.
Sweet. So at this moment, ooh la la, she just saved Michael because he was hypnotized. And now he's standing behind ooh la la with her and her friend. And he's dancing with them. And when he saved her, you could hear his voice say, I think, like, thank you, ooh la la, or something like that. Now, see, if you want to see this stuff, I'm sure that there are videos on YouTube that you can go watch and, you know, see just his parts. Oh, he's gone now.
Yeah, he just...
Oh, wait, no, that's him in the back. You see him in the back, right?
Oh, I see him, yeah.
The reason why I wanted to do it like this is because I wanted to see if they put any of his dances in here, you know? I was like, that's what I was mainly intrigued by, was to see if they actually replicated his dancing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so funny is that, like, they haven't... And to be honest... I play a lot of these rhythm games. Like, I love, like, Parappa the Rapper is one of my favorites.
Oh, no, he's still there.
Does he keep...
He's in the back now.
Okay.
He's changed his position.
They keep changing
his position. He's still doing the beat a walk. Everybody else isn't, but he is.
Huh, that's awesome. But, yeah, I play a lot of these games, like Parappa the Rapper. It's one of my favorite games. I love Jammer Lammy. It's one of my favorite rhythm games. And I'm a big... fan of Guitar Hero, and I love all these games, and the thing that makes these games good is good music. Like, Parappa the Rapper had some catchy tunes, even though they were silly, it was still great tunes. This game, the music is awful. It's like, it's just not good. Every single song sounds exactly the same to me, even though I know it's different, but it's just not catchy or fun or anything. There's no words, it's just jazzy music and... like jazzy techno funk, and it's, I don't know, I don't like it. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's about pretty much the same song over and 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 over
and over
and over.
And yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just like And there, and there's also, whenever you're doing this, like, they just, they tell you it. They say up, down, or shoot. Up, down, left, right, or shoot. And there's no, like, buttons on the screen to tell you what to press. So you have to just remember up, down, left, right, or shoot. And if it's, you know, it gets pretty complicated. I'm sure there are some people that are really good at this, but I just don't see how anybody, I mean, even if you have rhythm, I don't think even having rhythm helps you in this game.
I think it's more just repetition, learning what to do, doing it over and over again. You got to have a weird love for this game.
Yeah.
I think that's all Michael's in this game, isn't it?
Yeah, he's just that's just that one part. So do you want to go ahead and move on to the second game?
Probably.
Okay.
I look at a replication of her that looks a little sluttier.
I say, is Michael even there anymore?
No, he's gone.
Michael is gone. Okay,
he was gone last mission.
Oh, he wasn't in the last one?
He was, but he kind of just disappeared halfway through.
Okay, yeah, they're moving room to room, and he kept moving positions, and all of a sudden he's gone. All right, so I think that's it for Michael on this one, but that was pretty cool to see him. He's wearing the silver suit. It looks like Scream Michael. And he did the Thriller dance. They all did the Beat It walk. That was pretty neat. He did the spin, the kick, and the jump on the toes. That was pretty neat. All right, we're gonna get out of here and we're gonna go to the next one because apparently he has a bigger role. Play end. All right, so on to the next game now. We're playing Space Channel 5 Part 2, and already it's so much better than the other one. It's so much better because when I'm actually inputting the buttons now, they work, and I can actually finish the stage. And I'm doing a good job on this, so that makes me extremely happy. This game is basically the same as the other one. It just works. The mechanics are better. And the buttons are better, and everything just works a lot better.
Yeah.
But the music still sucks.
Sucks.
It's not catchy. It's not memorable. It's just random. You know what we should do? We should just watch it on YouTube and then just let this keep going. And then eventually all the secrets and everything will be found. And then we'll come back to it. And then maybe we can play as Michael or see what happens or whatever, and then... Okay, so right now we're just watching the videos of Space Michael on YouTube. This game is, I mean, while I said this one is more enjoyable than the other one, it's still not enjoyable. Like, it's not a good rhythm game. I don't know why people play this game. So I guess you have to save Space Michael again? It seems like the same situation as the first one. Like the same corridors and everything.
Can't hate on Space Michael because he keeps getting in trouble.
Well, I was reading that thing and it said that I guess he was chosen for something. I'll have to go get my phone because this is 500 years in the future.
What?
Yeah.
From now or from the last game?
From now. Okay. So our present day. This is 500 years in the future from present day. So how is Michael Jackson still there?
It's not. It's Space Michael. Reincarnated.
Is he reincarnated?
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing said that...
Longest slide known to man.
Oh, snap. Oh, wait. Okay. I just saw my...
And even though he's trapped, he's still in there dancing.
Oh,
he's hypnotized again.
Oh, snap. They got hypnotized Michael. He's back there doing that crazy dance again.
I guess when he's hypnotized, he forgets how to do his regular dances. Kind of sounds Michael Jackson-ish.
Yeah, I better say this. You want to turn it up just a little bit, please? The song does sound Michael Jackson-ish. These are all new dances. I've never seen this.
Thanks, oh, he's hypnotized.
But that right there was just from Beat It. They just did.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, and that's the Dangerous dance. These are all Michael Jackson dances.
It's even got that in the background.
Yeah. Oh, there's Thriller.
You know, Michael Jackson pronounces Ooh-La-La's name incorrectly in this game. On purpose.
On purpose?
Yes. I was reading that on the trivia, but my phone's not near here. He pronounced it as Ooh-La-La instead of Ooh-La-La.
That is interesting.
I just forgot why it said they think he did it.
It says it's possibly a fun charm Michael Jackson added to his character after he got a bigger role in the sequel. says about Space Michael, legend has it that he saved the Earth from certain demise by using his dance energy. This was when the planet was attacked by aliens 500 years ago. That's his Space Channel 5 profile. Uh-oh. Sweet.
He's so on now, the good guy's side now.
Now Michael's on the good guy's side. He did the kick.
He did the superhero drop too, like drop to the ground.
Jeez, he just did the and he just moonwalk. He's moonwalking it out.
Is that a moonwalk?
Yes.
That's what classifies as a moonwalk nowadays.
Yes, that's a moonwalk.
That's a weak.
Oh, he just did the smooth criminal lean and he's moonwalking.
It's like
that's
a
whole
moon
thing.
Shuffle backwards. Now hitting up center stage. Here comes Michael. On the dance floor, followed by ooh la la. Let's give it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you doing your stripper voice? Stripper DJ
fellas,
voice?
Fellas, give him a round of applause. We hit the stage now.
That hurt my ears so bad.
Yours must be louder than mine or something, because mine's quiet.
It's real quiet? I don't know, yeah. They are doing a bunch of MJ dances, or MJ-inspired dances. I wonder if he helped choreograph this. Like, you think that kind of information would be readily available on the internet. It is not.
Wasn't Michael a fairly private guy? Like, I guess the Sega wouldn't have been, but... Again, I don't think this game was big. I think it was like a cult classic. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people liked it, you know. Cult classic.
I mean, yeah, for us to, I mean, both me and you are pretty avid gamers, and this is the first time we've ever played this game, yeah. So.
I mean, I've known of it. It just didn't ever seem like anything I'd be into.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely, I mean, I knew, I mean, as a Michael Jackson fan and a video gamer, that this game was out. I just never cared to play it.
I didn't know Michael Jackson was in it. I just knew it had gained like a cult following somehow. That's all I really knew about it. And then it was some type of rhythm game.
I think it's just the quirkiness of it, just how different it is. A lot of these games like that, like, what was that one game on the Wii? I don't remember.
No More Heroes?
Yeah, that one.
By Suda51.
Yeah. And that game is like, it's not really that great of a game, but it got this this big cult following, and just because it was quirky and weird and different for its time.
All of Suda51's games are like that.
Yeah. Yeah, here you got Michael and Ooh La La are... Like, Michael's just mimicking Ooh La La, and she's shooting these bad guys, saving the people. It's a lot of the same stuff, man. This game is just kind of the same old thing over and over. Like, really, the only cool part about it for me is just seeing Michael Jackson do the dances in a video game, you know? Like, this is probably, aside from the Michael Jackson experience, which we will be doing next, is... Yeah, I mean, it's kind of neat seeing him do them, but...
And the bad guy is the bad guy for The Incredibles. He's got a black suit with, like, white lines.
Okay,
and white hair.
And now, Michael Jackson. Can you hear? I hope you guys can hear
dance,
it.
Dance.
It's Michael Jackson and Ooh La La. They're actually using their voice to fight this robot. Is he saying dance?
I think he's saying dance.
Yeah, it says, in the core, Space Michael uses his vocal cords to combat Purge the King. I would say this is extremely odd. This is just real odd.
This is awful.
Yeah, it's not good. Oh, we got a who.
Let's keep cussing. It's weird that Michael Jackson took a liking to this. Like, he was just like, hey, I want to be
He's
a
like,
part
this, yeah, out of all the things I could have chose, this
yeah,
is the one.
So many different things he could have got a part of.
This guy's losing his mind now. Oh, I like that one. Bang! So he's wearing the same outfit from the last game. So that means he doesn't change his clothes.
But it's shinier. In the future, you don't have to change your clothes.
They're automatically clean?
Yes. I got... nanomachines that run along the inner threads of your outfits, and they clean you and the suit.
Oh, well, that's pretty convenient. I'm glad you know about the future.
I do. I'm very versed in the future.
No way. Everybody, get out of here!
Yeah, I have to say that. That's pretty good voice acting, though.
Not bad, no.
Compared to the other people, for sure. All right, I think that's all we're going to do on this one. Yeah, Michael Jackson's in it. If... I have the game running right now, and hopefully it'll beat it. And if anything else is different, if we can play Michael, then I'll come and add some other commentary after this. But I don't think we should waste any more time on this. This game... okay, so yeah, final verdict. What do you think? Space Channel 5.
Space Channel 5 was not very good.
No.
Okay?
It's not good.
It was very interesting that Michael was in it.
Uh-huh.
But it was just not an interesting game.
What's up with the voice, man?
This is my normal voice.
So the other voice that you normally do, that you do around us is...
This voice, my name's Tristan.
That is my uncomfortable voice. This is when I get comfortable with people.
All right. So yeah, I don't like Space Channel 5.
I didn't much like it. I did not consider it my friend.
No, I don't recommend anybody play it. If you do want to see Michael Jackson in it, then just go watch it on YouTube like we ended up having to do. Because for one, it's frustrating to play, even from a person that loves... I love rhythm games. This one was not fun to play. Yeah, man.
I kind of liked it. I remember it from my childhood.
You don't remember this game at all from your childhood?
When I ran with wolves.
Okay. All right. Well,
potatoes to power.
Tristan has officially lost it. It must just be past his bedtime. This one, okay.
Who is this Tristan person?
Who are you now, then?
Malgivingio.
You just threw together consonants.
Malgivingio Garai.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. All right, so next we're going to play the Michael Jackson Experience. This should be fun, right? This one, you get to go first.
Arm ready anytime that you want.
Oh my god, now who is this person? Why are you creating characters? This is not a character podcast.
I'm ready for the next game.
This is not a character podcast. This is just a...
What are we going to play?
Oh my god.
Going to play the next Michael Jackson?
Yes, we're going to play the Michael Jackson Experience on the Wii. Have you played it on because the Michael Jackson Experience, for those that don't know, is a video game where you get to do copy the moves of Michael. It's a dance game. It's another rhythm-esque kind of game, except for you actually have to do the moves yourself. You can't press buttons. On the Wii, you use the Wii Remote to swing it around and copy the moves. On the Xbox 360, they have the PlayStation... I mean, the PlayStation camera. On the Xbox 360, they have the Kinect, which shows your moves on the screen, and you actually have to do them exactly. And then what does the PS move do?
I zoned out. What were we talking about?
Oh my god. I swear I don't know how I even get this podcast done ever.
I heard PS something. What are you talking about? Michael Jackson?
I don't understand how I ever like get through these podcasts dealing with you. Like, did you listen to one with Bella on there?
No.
Oh my god, can you even imagine talking to Bella about something?
I doubt she can sit still for very long.
Well, she sat still, but you know, it's hard getting her to focus on what we were talking about.
I'm sure, and she just rambled about whatever she wanted to talk about. Oh my god, I got my hair, and then like, oh
yeah,
things like what she would do.
And then I'm like, what do you? I was like, what's your first Michael Jackson memory? And she's like, I don't know. Nobody has first memories. It's like, yeah, most people have memories. Anyway, so I have no clue how I get through these things with these freaking people. Anyway, so on PlayStation 3, they have PlayStation Move, and they have two controllers, which you have to mimic the moves as well. But we're going to play it on Wii, because I personally think the Wii version is the best. We actually rented the Xbox One when it first came out. Remember that?
We rented it. Or you bought, I don't know.
I didn't buy it because I don't own it, but...
Yeah, because we were using my Kinect, weren't we?
Yeah.
Didn't I bring my Xbox?
We were in Texas a few years ago when it came out, and I didn't like it. I just, the Kinect version, first off, Kinect just sucks, so it's really hard to do it on the Kinect. But the cool thing about the Kinect was that you actually had to kind of learn the moves. With the Wii, you can just kind of swing the remote around, but I actually do try to mimic the moves, and we're going to play it. So you ready?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so here we are. We're going to play Michael Jackson Experience on the Wii. Hopefully you guys have played it. If you haven't, it is a fun, it's a super fun game, especially for Michael Jackson fans.
I've actually never played it before.
What game? Are you doing another character?
No.
You're doing a character.
This is my voice.
It's not your
I've
voice.
I've never played this game before.
You've never played Michael Jackson Experience?
No, I mean, you guys played it when we were in Texas, but I didn't.
Oh, snap.
Oh, I forgot I have the controller.
Okay, so basically the way the game works is that you have to mimic the dance moves that are on the TV screen.
Do they have good songs on here?
They have a lot of good songs because they're all Michael Jackson songs. Except
bad,
for that one.
Bad. Bad, bad.
Okay, whoa,
that one was literally bad.
Oh yeah, you're just hilarious.
I'm bad, you know.
The thing that's cool about this is that they have an assortment of Michael Jackson songs to.
Oh, that was my jam right there.
Dance to.
That's my favorite.
And what is it?
It's my favorite song.
In the closet.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite songs too.
It's a good song.
You have to stand up, though.
You know why? Because I don't keep nothing in the closet. I'm never in the closet. I stay out of closets.
Nah.
I don't even have closets in my house.
Nah, you're for sure in the closet. You are 100%
in
the closet. I don't
keep closets in my house at all. No
so
closets.
Just no
whatsoever.
Closets. So they're just small rooms?
Small rooms.
all right. Well, you got to stand up. Got to back up a little bit. And, yeah. Tristan's going to sit here and dance. that's why I need to do this as a video podcast, and you can take the headphones off most likely. Are you doing the Battletoads theme?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you just got to go down to press P1, press here to start. So yeah, so the cool thing about this is that they have a.
I don't know. Doing.
Two people on the screen. Well, right, normally it's a Michael and some background dancers. You have to kind of mimic them as they do it, and but yeah, they have two people that mimic the moves on the screen. And of course, it's not Michael Jackson, but it's they had a motion capture artist, and so they have the guy. They have somebody that's kind of the same proportion as Michael, and then they dress them as Michael. And then they just kind of blur out the face a little bit. I think it just had, like, they kind of CG some facial similarities of MJ, but it's definitely not MJ. And the people that are doing the dances are really, really good. Of course, it's not MJ perfect, but it works out pretty well. But yeah, the dances are actually pretty decent on here. And the thing, it's kind of a cool thing on this, is that you're supposed to hold the controller in your right hand, and the controller, you know, normally Wii controllers are white, and so on here, on there, the person's hand, it's the glove. Every single Michael has a rhinestone glove hand on the same hand that you hold the Wii remote with. Thought that was a pretty neat addition, just kind of let you know which hand to hold the Wii remote in. Even the background dancers have the white glove. Yeah, it's just it's a super cool game. Oh yeah, but like I was saying, when I was in LA, I was trying to lose weight, and this was a cool way to kind of, you know, get into shape. It was like I was, you know, I would play this every morning. I would practice with Smooth Criminal because that was one of my favorite dances. So, all right, Tristan's done with the he just did In the Closet.
I think I did very good.
Is this another character?
I did very good.
You can't, this is not a character podcast.
It's not a character podcast.
No. It's not a character podcast.
Oh, come on, mate.
Are you being Australian?
No.
Are you British then? What is this?
No.
You're just being you then, huh?
I don't have an accent.
You completely have an accent. So how do you feel about your first time playing the Michael Jackson Experience?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I got in there. I gave 110%.
But you only got 2 stars. So
I wanted to dance good.
But you didn't.
I tried to dance good.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I think I danced good.
I don't think you danced good at all. I think you danced with
I gave 110%.
Okay, but you still only got 2 stars out of 5. So
and you go in there and you want to play good.
But you didn't. And so
you try to play good
and you fail.
I think I'll play good.
You did not play good at all. You failed miserably.
Oh, mate, I think I did pretty good.
All right, well, here, I'm gonna let you, you take over the podcast from here. I'm gonna play around.
Okay, now we have Mr. Anthony Jenkins has stepped up to the plate. He is very well versed in this series. This is about the third or fourth time seen Mr. Jenkins here at the dance off. Last competitions, he has won a few times. Let's see what happens here. He has chosen Smooth Criminal, where she has 4 stars in this game. So he is the returning champion. I think we all are eager to see what he's going to bring to the table this evening. And again, this Michael Jackson experience is brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why is it Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr.
Tell him to bring the Kentucky Bourbon Burger back.
Bringing the Kentucky Bourbon Burger back.
All right, I'm going medium because I'm a boss.
Okay, we got Mr. Jenkins is going with the medium here. We're excited to see where is he going to bring it. Bob, what do you think about this?
See, I'm making a beat with it, though.
Well, I think that Mr. Jenkins has done this before. He's going to bring it back to the plate. He's been talking about it all year. His team has gone strong, and they're going to bring it back. And I think that we're really hopeful to see what they're going to do today.
I would say the same thing about... Oh.
And he is playing the game.
He's doing it, folks. If I could describe this to you at home, it boggles the mind. I mean, words cannot express what I'm viewing at the moment. If you were here, your mind would melt in sheer awesomeness. The amount of unimaginable skill that it takes for him to perform these Wii remote movements. And, I mean, with complete disregard for pride or self-worth. If only you could see, witness what is going on right now. And he's he forgot to use his strap on. If I caught that correctly. I don't think Annie wants to talk to you anymore. If she's not responding to your text, Michael, she doesn't want to talk to you. Came in your apartment. He left the bloodstains on the carpet. How does Michael Jackson know so much about what happened to Annie? I think we need to file some police reports and have somebody look into Michael, because he knows way too much about the crime scene. He knows exactly what happened, that she ran into the bathroom. Why does Michael know all these things? Huh?
Michael know what?
Know everything that happened. Know that she ran into the bathroom. Know about the bloodstains. Like he was there.
Oh, snap. Leaning it out.
He's not leaning. He's got a Freddy Krueger hat on. He looks like Freddy Krueger with a Ninja Turtle shirt on. Dadgonit, baby. Dadgonit, baby. There's a sign in the window. Daddy struck you, a crescendo Annie. He came into your apartment, left the bloodstains on the carpet. Then you ran to... He knows too much! See, we need to get the BAU in here, get some criminal minds going on, because Gideon... No, Gideon's dead. Hotch. Hotchner's not going to put up with this. He'd profile this crap from the beginning. Michael had something to do with it. He knew way too much about the crime scene and what was going on. And he either saw what happened and didn't tell anybody, or he was an accomplice to the murder. So somebody needs to get Michael in for some interrogation. If he won't give us his DNA, we'll make it real hot in the room where he sweats, and then we'll just wipe the table and get his DNA that way.
All right. Oh, 4 stars. I think I just beat my old score. All right. Yeah, man. That's fun. I enjoy doing that dancing. I have no idea what you were talking about the entire time.
I wasn't talking at all.
Yeah, just beat my old score. That's what I'm talking about. Still got it.
Somebody's a little bit too excited about playing Michael Jackson experience.
I love this game.
On the Wii, it wasn't even the hard mode. Connect is when it gets serious.
Dude, Connect, it doesn't even
this
read you right.
Half the time, I wasn't even doing the dance move. It showed on the screen, and it was still telling me good. It was like, perfect.
But the thing,
I was like, perfect.
The thing is that you have to, like, you have to want to do the moves right. Because, yeah, you could just swing the remote.
So this is the honor system.
It really is. Like, because I think it's so much fun because it's teaching you kind of the moves.
Yeah.
And so I want to learn some of the moves of MJ. And so also the cool thing about this is that once you do, you know, play through the game,
uh-huh.
you do unlock tutorial videos. So you can go to this thing called Dance School on here.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it'll show you how to do some of the MJ moves. Like, there's introductions, warm-up, whatever, who cares. They'll teach you some of the... See, I unlocked all these on the other Wii, but I did not on this one, because I haven't played this one a lot. Yeah. So you can go to some of these. You can go to some of these, and you can... They'll teach you how to do some moves from Rock With You.
Oh, nice.
Like, some of the ones I think are so much fun are, like, the Billie Jean ones. You could, like, kind of learn from those. And they have instructors. It's not a video game instructor. It's just real people.
You know, that Rock With You song is good, but I think Justin's was better. Justin Timberlake. I think he did it. Like, his Rock With You was, the original. The one that he did.
I think he needed to get out of my house. He said Justin Timberlake's Rock With You is better than Michael Jackson's.
His was more authentic to the source material.
No, it wasn't. No, Tristan.
It was. It was
no,
more
not
authentic to the source material from the book. The book was better.
The first movie was better than the first movie.
The book was better than Michael Jackson's Rock With You.
Okay. I don't know how I'd get this done at all.
He looks foreign.
He is foreign. Can you hear his voice?
What is he?
Some kind of European. So there's this guy here, and it's kind of terrible. He's kind of real bad doing the Rock With You moves.
It's just his face. He needs to stop biting his lip. Why is he biting his lip?
Well, he's trying to be MJ.
I mean, he's a good dancer, but...
I mean, it's all right,
face.
You know.
Stop that face.
Yeah, okay, so there's that. That happens. But, I mean, that's kind of the whole game. So I guess we don't really need to go too far into it. That was fun.
It was fun.
If you want to learn how to dance like MJ, you'll play the game. I do enjoy this one. I like this one better than the Kinect version. And I haven't played the PlayStation Move one, but I have a feeling it's a lot like this one, just with two controllers, because the Move has two different kind of Wii Remote things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so what are your thoughts about this game?
I mean, it's cool for Michael Jackson enthusiasts.
You don't think it's good for anybody that just wants to dance and have a good time?
No.
I will tell you, I was working at this, I was helping my buddy out, that owns this place called Go Ballistic, I was helping around the corner, and I would play Michael Jackson music in there, and one of the little kids came up to me, you know, probably around 7 or 8 years old, this little girl, and she's like, "Are you playing Michael Jackson?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "I love Michael Jackson." And I was like, "Awesome." And so she was like, "Do you want to see me do the Michael Jackson dance? Do you have Beat It?" And I was like, "Yeah." It's like, "I have Beat It." You're like, "I'll play it." And so I played Beat It, and she knew the whole dance. Like, she was doing the whole dance and blah, blah, blah. And then she went, her friends were all about to leave, the parents and everything. And then her little friends came in and was like, they're like, "Oh my God, are you doing the Beat It dance?" And she was like, "Yeah." She's like, and so they all started going into this whole Beat It dance thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so the parents, you know, they're probably around the same age as me. I was like, "Where are they learning this?" And they're like, "They love that Michael Jackson Experience game. It's like, mm-hmm. they play it all the time." It's like, and it just got them into it. So I was like, "That's actually pretty neat." So then I went out there and I played like Smooth Criminal, and we all kind of did the Smooth Criminal dance. And it was really neat. I was like, it's cool that these little kids, their only introduction to Michael Jackson was from this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's pretty neat. And so, you know. Yeah, but that's the whole game, man. It's a cool game. They put it together really well. I wish they would have had more song choices. There are a lot of song choices, but some of the games got different choices. Like, I think the special, like, not the Wii version that I have, But there's another version. Oh, I don't remember. But there's another one that has another part of me on it, which I wanted to kind of play.
Mm-hmm. Do they, I mean, is like any Michael Jackson things in here?
Like, what do you mean?
Actual Michael Jackson? Like him saying anything or talking? Or-
you know, I don't think there is. I don't think there's, aside from the pictures and songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have the videos before the tutorials, but other than that, I don't think they have anything with Michael.
No, so, like, beginning message, hi, I'm Michael Jackson.
No, I mean, at the beginning there, they had him walking, had his shoes.
I was like, looking at you.
Thank you so much for buying my game.
Well,
and
this
I
came
hope
out.
You really enjoy it.
This came out after he died.
Did it? So, I thought it came out before that.
Nope. This came out years after he died. So, but yeah, that's the Michael Jackson experience. There's also the one on the phone, which I have.
Do you want to try that one?
Do you want to try that one?
I did already. Oh, like right. Swipe. It's the same thing. You just,
it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
Swipe with your finger.
You swipe. And I think it's. It's okay. It is. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
In a town named Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, God. What is this?
There were two guys that finished a podcast.
This is the worst trailer for a movie ever. Oh, God. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Once again, go check out moonwalktalks.com. Tell all your friends. If you have any Michael Jackson friends that would love to spend their work day listening to me talk about a video game that you could just go play yourself, then tell them to listen to my podcast at Moonwalk Talks.
And tell them I said hello.
Oh, God.
What is the problem?
Well, everybody say goodbye to Tristan. He will never be on. He'll never be on another episode.
Oh, I will return.
Is this your Joker
There's
voice?
Nothing that you...
Is it Jokerish?
I think it's Jokerish, yeah. Know.
I've decided if I ever made a game, I would just like mimic people because I can't do impressions very well.
Okay.
So I'll be original voices because I would be trying to do something.
But just,
it would just sound like nothing like them.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you everybody for listening. Check out Moonwalk Talks. Follow Gracias. Us on Instagram and on Twitter at Moonwalk Talks. You know, subscribe, Stitcher Smart Radio. We are now actually on Google Play. They just sent me an email saying that I was accepted. And
au revoir.
Also, we're on YouTube now. Once this comes out, we will be on YouTube because I'm formatting the videos right
Arigato.
Now.
Arigato.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening. And don't forget to smile.